Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Ethel Waters and Daniel Emmett, go up a hilltop, have a set of digital songs, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, October 29th, marked the birth in 1815 in Mount Vernon, Ohio, of Daniel Decatur Emmett. He was self-taught on the fiddle and as a teenager wrote the first of his hundreds of compositions, Old Dan Tucker. He joined the U.S. Army, but his military career was cut short when it was discovered he had been less than truthful about his age when he enlisted. He performed with several circus bands until 1843, when along with three other minstrels, he formed a group called the Original Virginia Minstrels. The group debuted at New York's Bowery Amphitheater on February 6, 1843, with Emmett on fiddle, Frank Brower on bones, Billy Whitlock on banjo, and Dick Pelham playing tambourine. The group was a hit, but broke up the following year after a tour of Great Britain. Emmett joined Bryant's Minstrels in New York, and in 1859 composed his most famous song, Dixie's Land, which became a hit on both sides of the Mason-Dixon line, and eventually became known as Just Dixie. It became associated with the South, much to Emmett's dismay, he being a staunch Unionist. After the Civil War, Emmett again performed the song in the 1880s with Leavitt's Gigantian Minstrels. Daniel Decatur Emmett performed into his 80s and died at his birthplace of Mount Vernon, Ohio on June 28, 1904. So here to commemorate Daniel Decatur Emmett's birthday are some rapidly rotating records about Dixie.
Dixie rolls in Dixie, Dixieland. I know she has not forgotten. She waits in the land of cotton, Dixie. When I'm back where I belong, won't I be feeling grand? With someone who loves me, where folks understand. Back home in Dixie, Dixieland. Thank you.
little rolling stone that rolled away, stroll away, mammy mine. Your little rolling stone is home today, there to stay. I wanna see your smiling face, smile a welcome smile. I wanna feel your fond embrace. Listen, mammy mine, rock-a-bye your baby with a Dixie melody. When you croon a tune from that heart of Dixie, just hang that cradle, mammy mine, right on that Mason-Dixon line, and swing it from Virginia to Tennessee with all of the soul that's in ya. Weep no more, weep no more, my lady, mammy, sing it again for me. An old black show, just as though you had me on your knees. A million baby kisses I'll deliver if you will only sing that Swanee River. Rock-a-bye, your rock-a-bye baby with a Dixie melody. Rock-a-bye, rock your little baby with a Dixie melody. When you croon a little tune from the heart of Dixie, just hang that cradle, mammy mine, right on that Mason-Dixon line, and swing it from Virginia to Tennessee with all the soul that's in ya. Mammy, mammy, listen what they're playing. They're playing Weep No More, My Lady. Sing it again for me. And you remember old Black Joe? Lord love you, mammy. You sang when I was on your knee. A million baby kisses I'll deliver. Mammy, sing the Swanee River. Rock-a-bye, your rock-a-bye baby with a Dixie melody.
Hello, gang.
Hello, Ben.
Thank you.
Some songs about Dixie to commemorate the birth of Daniel Decatur Emmett, composer of Dixie. Although we didn't play Emmett's Dixie, there was a short reference to it in the song we did just hear, Dixie Stomp by Fess Williams and his Joy Boys. Professor Stanley Fess Williams led bands in both Chicago and New York in the 1920s and early 30s and modeled himself after Ted Lewis, wearing a top hat and playing a slap-tongued gas pipe clarinet style. He recorded just two sides. Dixie Stomp was recorded on April 4, 1928, while Williams was in Chicago leading a band at the Regal Theater. Before Dixie Stomp, especially for Dave Grime of the International Al Jolson Society, we heard Jolie and Rockabye Your Baby with a Dixie Melody. Al had originally recorded that in 1918, but this remake version was from December 20, 1932. Dave emailed to remind me that October 23rd was the anniversary of Al's death and that DVD versions of The Jolson Story and Jolson Sings Again are now available, so you might want to check those out on the internet. And we began that Dixie set of songs with Snooks Friedman and his Memphis Stompers and Dixie from April 7th, 1932. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, on November 2nd in 1937, the serial drama Hilltop House debuted on CBS Radio. In its first year, the program was carried on both the CBS and Mutual Radio networks. According to its opening line, Hilltop House was dedicated to the women of America. The story of a woman who must choose between love and the career of raising other women's children. The show was written by Adelaide Marston, a pen name for Addie Richton and Lynn Stone. The musical director was Chester Kingsbury, and sound effects were provided by Hamilton O'Hara and John McCloskey. So here to commemorate Hilltop House are some rapidly rotating records about hilltops, beginning with Gene Goldkett's Book Cadillac Orchestra.
Thank you. bower where the skies are blue, and here's a bird's eye view of happiness. High up on a hilltop, beautiful to see, there's a cozy cottage standing peacefully. Skies are never cloudy when the day is done. Stars are twinkling howdy to a setting sun. Just picture little Jack and Jill running down the hill to meet me. And there's my little lady fair waiting for her share of joy. Hand in hand together, just as happy as can be. Up on a hilltop, that's heaven to me. High up on a hilltop, oh, beautiful to see. There's a cozy cottage that's standing peacefully. Skies are never cloudy when the day is done. Little stars are twinkling hardy to a setting sun. Just picture little Jack and Jill running down the hill to meet me. And there's my little lady fair waiting for her share of joy. Hand in hand together, just as happy as can be. Up on a hilltop so high, that's heaven to me.
Thank you.
Peggy English, accompanied by Red Nichols, Eddie Lang, and Rube Bloom, among others, in January of 1927, and High, High, High Up in the Hills, written by Maury Abrams, who also gave us He'd Have to Get Out and Get Under, and Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Before Peggy English, it was Annette Hanshaw, accompanied by the University Six, and High Up on a Hilltop, written by Abel Baer, Richard Whiting, and Jimmy Campbell. That was recorded September 13, 1928. We started off with Gene Goldkett's book Cadillac Orchestra and There's a Little White House on a Little Green Hill, recorded September 27, 1926. Some Hilltop songs to commemorate the CBS radio drama Hilltop House, which debuted on November 2, 1937.
You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a request for a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Have a comment about the show? Well, you can send them by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, October 31st, marked the birth in 1896 in Chester, Pennsylvania, of singer and actress Ethel Waters. She first performed in a children's church program at age 5, but later joined the Black Vaudeville circuit, where she was known as Mama Stringbean. She made her recording debut in 1921 on Cardinal Records with the New York Glide and At the New Jump Steady Ball, but switched over to the Black Swan label and recorded Down Home Blues and Oh Daddy, the first blues numbers for that company. Her acting career began in 1927 with the musical Africana, followed by singing and dramatic roles in a number of other Broadway productions. She appeared in 9 films and won an Academy Award nomination for Best Supporting Actress in 1949's Pinky. She toured with evangelist Billy Graham from 1957 until her death in Chatsworth, California on September 1, 1977. Here are 3 from Ethel Waters.
Someone there turned out the lights. When the lights came on once more, a brother was behind the door, messing around, busy messing around. A deacon called on Sister Brown, thought her hubby was out of town. All the papers said the next day, the ambulance took his away, messing around. Wise old soul had all the gals under his control, but if he was alive today, sheets would steal his broads away. Messing around would be him messing around. Thank you. the left and jaw it to the right. And believe me, you are messing it around. You can see me now.
Down in the pool room, some of the gang were talking of gals they knew. Women are all the same, said Joe. Story of true blue loo. Listen and get an earful, bold. Say, she was a dame in love with a guy. She stuck to him but didn't know why. Everyone blamed her, still they all named her true blue loo. He gave her nothing, she gave him all, but when he had his back to the wall, who fought to save him, smiled and forgave him, true blue blue. He got a break and went away to get a new start, but poor kid, she never got a break except the one way down in her heart. Maybe somewhere in heaven above there's a reward for that kind of love. Angels won't blame her, they too will name her true blue. But gosh, that poor kid, she never got a break except the one way down in her heart. But maybe somewhere in heaven above there's a reward for that kind of love. Angels won't blame her, they too will name her true blue.
What the weatherman says, when the weatherman says it's raining, you'll never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine. I don't care how the weather van points, when the weather van points to gloomy, it's gotta be sunny to me when your eyes look into mine. Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd you get so lit up? Gosh, oh, get up, how they hypnotize? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where did you get those eyes? Dad, daddy, on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where did you get those eyes? Jeepers and creepers with your big black eyes.
From the film Going Places, Ethel Waters, backed by the Edward Mallory Orchestra, November 9th, 1938, and Jeepers Creepers, music by Harry Warren and the lyric by Johnny Mercer. Jeepers Creepers was preceded by Ethel with Ben Selvin and his orchestra and True Blue Lou, written by Leo Robbins, Sam Coslow, and Richard Whiting from the picture The Dance of Life. That was recorded in July of 1929. And we began with Ethel Waters and her jazz band, Thornton Brown on cornet, Edward Carr on trombone, and Loreen Faulkner on piano, and Everybody Mess Around from July 29, 1926. Ethel Waters, born October 31, 1896. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week on October 28th in 1904, fingerprinting was first used by the St. Louis Police Department. So here in commemoration of that crime-solving technique are some rapidly rotating records about digits, beginning with Mrs. Jack Hilton.
Thank you. I'm afraid it's too good to be true. I've got my fingers crossed. No wonder I'm suspicious. I'm so gay and skies are much too blue. Don't want no trouble with old man trouble. Man, that goes double on account of because I'm in love. I've got my fingers crossed. The thrill is so delicious. I'm afraid it's too good to be true.
Some digital songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We started off with Florence Parkinson, whose stage name was Ennis Parks, and who was Mrs. Jack Hilton and her band, with Jimmy Miller and two others performing the vocal on I Nearly Let Love Go Slipping Through My Fingers from August 7th, 1936. Next, it was Ambrose and his orchestra and Take Your Finger Out of Your Mouth. And we wrapped up with Buddy Clark and Lud Gluskin and his orchestra, and I've Got My Fingers Crossed, music by Jimmy McHugh, lyrics by Ted Kohler from the film King of Burlesque. That Brunswick recording was made the day after Christmas, 1935. Bandleader Lud Gluskin was well known on radio in the 30s and 40s. He had his own shows in 1934, 36, and 38, and usually served as the orchestra backing stars on shows including The Big Show, The Block and Sully Show, The Ken Murray Show, Hollywood Showcase, The Al Jolson Show, Tuesday Night Party, and the Ed Wynn and Burns and Allen radio shows.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Turn on your radio and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
It's time now for This Week in Recording History. Yes, that's the portion of the show where we play rapidly rotating records recorded this past week in years past. And here to start off the segment is Carol Gibbons and his orchestra.
Pretty eyes of blue, tears were never meant for you. Smile a while, please do. Dear, don't believe the things you hear. You know I'm lonely, for only sweet you. Every star
body-doddy-doo, keep the beat and sing body-doddy-doo. It's a treat, just sing body-doddy-doo now. Bands all play and go body-doddy-doo, folks all sway and go body-doddy-doo. It's okay, just go body-doddy-doo now. Have to let your voice get hoarse and passionate, oh, but do-ray, it's up to you to take the tune and fashion it your own way. And I say, it's a treat, just sing body-doddy-doo. Can't be beat, just sing body-doddy-doo. Tap your feet and sing body-doddy-doo now. bit dotty, little dotty dot, bump body dot, dot, what a little dot, bump body do, bloody dot, dito, pop, pop, do, pop, bit dotty, what dotty dot, down with it, bar, daddy, da, body dot, dot, little dot, little dot, 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 dot,
He said, yes, I'll confess, I got the joy. 2 days today's my lucky day. And by the way, say, I'll say the baby's gone. He does mean that body won't be long, for he belongs to me. He knows his ABCs. Gee, how my baby pleases. Won't be long, for he belongs to me. When I kiss him, it tastes like honey. His smile is always sunny. He's got lots of money, gosh, oh gee. I love him so, oh, I have to show. Seems everybody knows it won't be long before he belongs to me. They all said, yes, yes, go on and do it. So I guess there's nothing to it. Won't be long before he belongs to me. I love him so, oh, I have to show. Seems everybody knows it won't be long before he belongs to me.
Jane Green with Leroy Shield directing the orchestra and Won't Be a Long Time Before He Belongs to Me. Let's see, that was recorded November 1st, 1926. Before that, it was Sousa's Band and Creole Bells, B-E-L-L-E-S, written by J. Bodewalt Lamp. A great name, J. Bodewalt Lamp. That record just had its 98th birthday, having been recorded all the way back on October 26, 1905. A little while ago, we heard Mrs. Jack Hilton and her band. Well, Sousa's Band was preceded by Mr. Jack Hilton and his band, and Tap Your Feet, with the vocal refrain by Pat O'Malley from October 28, 1930. And we began with George Mataxa and the orchestra directed by Carol Gibbons, and Sweet Sue, Just You, written by Will J. Harris and Victor Young. That was recorded on Halloween, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.